Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
It's 18 to 12. I tell you what, we have a lot of talented authors come on this show, and so many of them from our fair city. Time to meet another one this morning. In fact, a special day today as the Seagull Who Soared officially launches. The man behind the book is Dave O'Neill. He joins me in studio. G'day, Dave.
Yeah, thanks very much. Rapt to be here.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, no, excited. It's been a long time coming. Wrote the story probably over a year ago, and You get through the process of going through the publisher, and it's been a long countdown to finally get to the stage this week where it comes out.
We'll have a chat about the process you go through and also how you get a publisher, because that must be darn tough. Well, a bit about you though, Dave. You've had an interesting career. You spent a bit of time in the footy world with the Saints.
Yeah, so I started life as an accountant and managed to sneak my way into journalism and comms, and ended up at the AFL and then St Kilda Footy Club as their GM of communications, and wrote a few rhymes while I was there, actually.
About the Saints?
Yeah, Nick Riewoldt's retirement, I wrote a rhyme that we used as our sort of, our marketing campaign, and managed to keep myself busy with a few rhymes during it. So loved it. But Ballarat was calling, so we moved back in 2020 and built a house out of Brown Hill and loving it.
Good on you. Well, nice to have you back in town, mate. And you're still working in that communication sort of media space at the moment?
Yeah, now work with Major Road Projects Victoria, they've got a Ballarat office and do some great work around the state, and finding that incredibly interesting, a world I didn't know much about. Keeping the career going anyway.
Good on you. Now, not that you want to fess up to this, because the boss might have words to say to you, Dave, but when you're at the office, does your mind sometimes go somewhere else to these kids' books and these rhymes that you're always working on?
Well, my wife describes me as the world's best compartmentaliser. So I think it's probably been a skill of mine, is like I have different switches that I can go through. And to be honest, we're a bit busy at work there's so much going on in that space. So, I'm pretty good. I do most of my writing of this sort of stuff when I'm meant to be asleep. I've had two kids, and so two little tackers recently. So You get plenty of sleepless nights, and I find my mind drifting and writing rhymes, and managed to turn them into a couple of books.
When did you realise you're actually good at this thing?
I first wrote poems when I was in high school, and Rupert McCaw was a sports poet that I picked up, and I hadn't been into poetry before then, and I didn't know many guys who were. And that inspired me to write a few of my own, and just over the journey I wrote them for family and friends and for sporting heroes, and always seemed to get, got a bit of emotion out of people, and I thought there's a bit of something in this. So I sort of got better and better as the years went by, and a bit more sophisticated in, I rewrite them now a few times, whereas in the past I would probably just spat them out.
They were pretty raw, huh?
They were pretty raw, but they're pretty special when you can write a rhyme for your dad or your mum and bring some tears. I've always found I've been able to express some emotion through my words, and maybe that's what people need, is a bit of some nicely written words to sort of connect with.
Yeah, I think we need that more than ever at this point in time, Dave, that is for sure. Did your folks read to you as a youngster?
Yeah, and doing this process, you start to relive some of the influences that you had on us. I remember our librarian at primary school organising for an author to sign me a copy of Alison Lester, who's like one of our, greats. And, probably didn't realise at the time those things were having an influence on me. Part of me, that's inspired to potentially have some of that impact on kids now. My mum was great. We weren't the greatest readers, and I wasn't the world's best writer either. Like, I had to really work on this craft to forge a career in communications. And I think that'd be like part of the book that I've written, this Steve of the Seagull that comes out, is about chasing your dreams, even if it doesn't necessarily appear obvious that that's what you're destined to do. My parents are pretty good at that. My mum is. I don't know. My dad would probably admit that he's not the world's greatest reader.
How nervous were you, Dave, when you had your words, your rhymes sorted and you first sense checked it with a kid? Was that frightening?
Yeah. And it is still a little bit because, you know, the kids love the books, but mainly at this age that I'm targeting, you know, fours and five and sixes, they're also engaged in the pictures. So there's still a bit of nerves that I'm going to bring this book out. And it's like, what? I've had some good responses from adults and the kids my little girl certainly seems engaged.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Mind you, the story is Stevie the Seagull and she's Stevie. So she's
she's the star of the show. Of course she's going to like it.
So hopefully the kids like it.
Now, Dave, you love getting down to Warrnambool with your family to holiday. This is where the book's based?
Yeah, so it was I sort of looked at writing a book. I had a few rhymes up the sleeve that I'd written while I should have been asleep. And and I thought about, you know, how I can actually get some traction with this. And we went on a holiday to Torquay and then we went to Warrnambool and we were on Stingray Bay where the seagulls were aplenty. And I thought, oh, this is the story. And then, churned it out in a couple of days. So mostly when I was sitting on the beach or following around my little toddler around the sand and writing it in my head and it came out pretty quickly and fine-tuned it. And, yeah, hopefully the people of Torquay and Warrnambool and anyone in regional Victoria, because that's such a big holiday, such big holiday spots for so many of us, they get a kick out of it.
Dave, getting published, how difficult has that process been?
Yeah, it's it was probably – I certainly did a bit of reading when I first and realised it was going to be pretty impossible. Had great feedback from publishers about the story, but no commitment to publish it. But chatted to Shoreline Publishing, Brad and Jody, who are local here in Ballarat, and straight away when I saw they were local, I thought this is the right people to team up with. And then had a little bit of a chat with them about what they're trying to build and probably make it easier for first time authors to get into the market. And that certainly suited me, and I found it a great partnership. It's not like a traditional model where you'd hand over the book to them and they go off and try and sell it. It's very much a partnership. So I'd say to anyone who's doing it, you've got to be keen to sell the book as much as you are to write it.
Yeah, okay.
So definitely it's not, I'm out there. I've been pretty open to going to schools and libraries have been great. And so that'll be part of the plan now is to try and fit a bit of that in around my job.
You'll be signing inside cover soon, Dave. The world has turned for you, hey?
Maybe.
So you've got the book we're talking about today, The Seagull Who Soared, but another one due later in the year, is that right?
Yeah, so again, I've stuck with like a geographical location, thinking about, you know, potentially resonating with kids in those areas, and it's Santa crashes in the Murray and decides to ski from Albury to Murray Bridge and... that's where I spend most of my summer holidays on the river and my brothers live up there and it felt like an obvious story to write. So.
Yeah, nice one. We look forward to that one coming out. And our timing is impeccable too, having you on this morning, Dave, because your book is launching this week, but you're also at Clunes Booktown this weekend.
Yeah, and so I haven't been to Clunes previously, but speaking to other authors, it seems a pretty amazing event to, you know, thousands of people out there with, you know, books and there's workshops for kids to get involved in as well. So like I'm running a workshop on Saturday, 12:30 and one on Sunday where it's free to go. You bring your kids out and we'll talk to them about storytelling and, you know, there'll be giveaways and that sort of thing. You can buy books straight off the authors. So, if you're not doing anything this weekend, head out to Clunes.
Now, not all has gone to plan though, Dave. You were going to have a copy of the book with you today. We're just delayed by 2 or 3 days, is that right?
Yeah, we are, and that's probably my fault. I was a few last minute changes when the designs come through.
But blame the author.
I'll tell you what, you talk about that Ballarat community, that it's printed locally by Revolution.
Oh, great stuff. They do a good job at Revolution.
And they jumped on it. They knew that we wanted to get it out before Clunes, and they've been amazing in the last couple of weeks getting it to the line. So it should be here, I think, Wednesday. I get my copies and it'll be hopefully in the bookshops here in Ballarat on the weekend. So
it's a great story written in Ballarat, printed in Ballarat, the publisher's from Ballarat. A lot to like, Dave. Well done, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What a great journey. Look for it. The Seagull Who Soared, out at some stage later on this week. Dave O'Neill, thanks for your time on the show.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.